Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 4th of May. Firstly, apologies. No bet slip yesterday. I'm just really busy. I was going to do a mindset Monday today. I'm not going to be able to. I've just made myself really busy. I've started a couple of new Excel projects. I'm getting better at it, but it's just taken me a lot longer than I thought to do. It's just something really I want to take into next season. It's nothing to do. Again, people keep thinking I've gone away. I haven't. I know I changed from doing 7 days to 4 days, and that gave me the sort of took the pressure of having to do it every day, but it isn't a matter of, oh, I don't want to do one. I love talking to you guys. I just have been really, really busy. A lot of end of season inquiries, lots of things that I'm trying to put in place for next season already, because whilst it is 3 months, that 3 months will soon pass, and I want to make some big changes to things like Ultimate, or big additions as opposed to changes before people panic, always changing it. The core data will stay the same, but we want to add a lot to it, which is actually a massive job, and so I'm just trying to get all that structured. And then I've built myself some new sheets just to speed up the way I work day to day, and it's just taken me a long time, so that is all. What have we got to catch up on? Man United, Liverpool. I wasn't aware of what was going on. I was trading on that day, and then in one of my WhatsApp groups, somebody had put carnage at Old Trafford, and I thought they're not even playing. Thought they'd lost their marbles. I think it was when Newcastle Arsenal was on. So I flicked the TV on to see what they were talking about, and obviously we had pitch invasions, and the game ultimately called off. Do I agree with it all? Bits of it. I get. I can't be having Neville and Sky. I just cannot be having them at all. Not that just all of a sudden, Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher, and Sky in general trying to act as the saviours of football, the guardian angels. I just find it so hypocritical, and it sickens me. It makes me really mad. I get really angry about it. A guy who was playing fucking Salford players 10 grand a week, do me a favour. He just absolutely makes me vomit. It really does. I was quite glad when he fucked off from Sky, and fucking disappointed when he came back. I wish they both would fuck off. I don't understand why they've got this cult following. I think I've said it before, in the Brian Clough mould. We just put the fucking football on and let us watch the football. I don't need 42 ex-players' opinions on everything. I think they offer and add fuck all to it. And then when they get on their soapbox trying to act like preachers of the fucking world, it just drives, it makes me so angry. I'm fucking steaming thinking about it. I cannot fucking bear them. I think the only way you're going to see a change in football, I mean, if I look at my club Tottenham, apart from a sort of brief, we've decided to withdraw from the Super League, they've not said anything. You know, you had Henry do a video for Liverpool. You know, nothing has come out of Tottenham. I think the only way that you affect these people is if this gains momentum, but you've got to do it in the right way and without any violence, and have the right motives behind it. Is storming the pitch the way to do it? I don't know. I mean, obviously it drew attention to it and got the game abandoned. It makes me chuckle that people you see them running on the pitch there, and the first thing they're doing is getting their phones out, taking selfies of themselves. So I question the cause of why a lot of them are there. It's a bandwagon thing, isn't it? But there is a hardcore, and there is in Tottenham. You know, I'm part of the Supporters Trust and get emails that want to see change and want to see, you know, fans at board level to try and prevent stuff like this. And I know the Premier League have launched their own owners' charter now, which they're going to have to sign. I didn't actually say what happens if they don't sign it. You know, if Levy turns around and says, I'm not signing that, what are they going to do, kick Spurs out? It'll be interesting to see. We've seen in other walks of life that strong movements get things done. And I think, you know, United fans have, you know, not all of them, the people, as I say, jump on bandwagons, but a core of United fans have disagreed with the Glazers ever since they came there. the green and gold, and you've just got to do it in the right way. And if that means a bit of disruption to the football schedule, but it brings about change, I don't have any problem with it, as long as it's not just hooliganism and violence for the sake of it. You know, and breaking into ground, smashing things up. I don't think that solves anything. But, yeah, it was interesting. You know, I said at the time when it happened in the podcast that it'll all fade away and die, and eventually it will happen. It will be interesting to see. I still do believe it'll happen at some stage in some format. Maybe not the format that it was presented now, but I do think that these clubs will gain power. But we'll see what happens. Spurs, Gareth Bale lumped Sheffield United single-handedly, didn't he? The old Leeds fans now, they're just sitting there, they've watched that, they're sitting, as I'd said to one this morning, sitting dribbling in the corner, shitting themselves for the weekend when he does it all over again. I did watch the game just because I wanted to see, you know, once they played that front line, what it was like. And I have to say, it was, I know you're only playing Sheffield United, sorry Lee Stanneland, but they were a pleasure to watch some nice attacking football. Doesn't by any means think that make Tottenham a super side. The only, I've got one bit of interest this season, I've got one bit of interest left, and that is, can we pip the old Hammers? I mean, they've had their best ever season, jumping up and down, doing the mind the gap. And there's only 2 points in it now. Can, when they've had their greatest season and they're jumping up and down, talking the Champions League, can Spurs, who've been absolute fucking shite, dreadful, finish above them? Wouldn't it be lovely? I would be laughing, and there's a couple of people who are going to get destroyed if it happens. Going to get destroyed. Well, I posted a link this morning, and again, Tom Hill did link to it on in the Telegram group. I read it this morning, an article in the Telegraph about the affordability checks. I know a lot of people were worried about it. I genuinely, and I, you know, I didn't go into it this. I didn't think it would be something that would be able to go on fully, but it's. It's looking like that is going to be shelved, and they're going to take the review in effect away from the Gambling Commission, which I think is a good idea because I think they're garbage. And the Department of Culture, Media and Sport will have a wider look at gambling in general. Thing with that is I would imagine that it's probably more open to lobbying then, and I think any severe actions. I do think there's areas of it that need looking at, but you've got to understand the game and you've got to be able to segregate casino type gambling away from sports gambling and things. So hopefully that will be positive steps and people can stop panicking. I think a lot of my queries this year really have gone up with Betfair issues, Betfair deposits and withdrawals, and stuff like that. Quite interesting over the years how the game is changed and moving, and you know, even doing my files, I sit and think, what's the biggest threat? You always sort of look, and what's the biggest threat to what you do? And certainly over the last 12 months, it probably has been Betfair. Just the way they act, the lack of games going up, lateness of games. So you do look at that, but hopefully that will ease a few people. Right, where are we? What else? Yes, we got Bale stuff in Spurs. Right, yeah, so Mindset Monday, I'm going to try and do a more detailed one tomorrow. I'm not going to make any promises. It really is a time issue at the minute. Just got so much going on. And in amongst with house issues, trying to get Sam out to Malta and all these other things, she's taking a lot of my time with stuff like that. Quite rightly, to be fair. You know, I've spent a year pretty solid on the football, so I make no apologies for that. But a few of you sort of, when I said about the next stage for me is practicals, I'm going to try and cover this a bit more, but the first element of that will be I'm going to set a product up on FTS. It'll be free, no charge, but literally a place where you go and register. And if we do it through the membership as a product, then it becomes easier our end. So in effect, there'll be a free product to register. That will then get everybody on a list that's interested, which I can tie into emails and things. I'm going to have a Telegram group. I'm trying to move a lot of my stuff to Telegram just because you can control a lot more who's in and out, and monitor it better than things like social media and forums. So what I want to do then, once we've got the people signed up, so that would be the first process if you're interested, and I'll explain more about how it's going to work, but it's get people to sign up to a product. And then from that, once you've done it, I will then set practical bits up my end. So one of them will be, for example, a 100-day challenge. And the idea is that when you do it, and it's going to be very much a trust yourself to fill it in, but I will be able to look at it, as will other people. So it's sort of an accountability thing. You fill in your stuff. So if you were going to do a 100-day challenge, you will have to fill it in all 100 days, whether you have a bet or don't have a bet. Bearing in mind that other people will be able to look at it, why anybody would, but just it's going to be that will be a possibility, and I will be able to look at it. And basically, if I see somebody who's not doing it, I'm not going to be checking them every day, but once a month I will go in, and if I've got somebody who's done 10 days and then stopped, I will just delete them and remove them. And the idea is to really get a thing that we work along together, and then from that I can get an overall picture and help people through videos and things and the Telegram group that are involved, really just to get you into a sort of a process and mindset going forward and tackle all these things. We have had, and again, there'll be two ways of looking at this. Every time I've said this, I've had at least one email saying, just making excuses. If you look at the last 18 months and think there's anything normal about it, there's something seriously mentally wrong with you. We have had the strangest 18 months that any of us are going to experience, from going about our daily lives to being locked in our houses. And it has affected every walk of life. It's affected mental health, medical, and to think that football and yourself and your own approach hasn't been affected is absolutely plain daft, to be honest. I think, we've done it so long now that it's just become a bit sort of way of life. You're getting up and it's, I say it's like Groundhog Day. It's just every day has been exactly the same for me for the last, certainly the last 12 months, pretty much barely left the house. I think this year I've gone out of my house 11, 12 times other than walking the dog. And that's including going getting the vaccine, going to the shops a couple of times, meeting Suggsy. I think it's 11, 12 times, and you're in May already. But to think that football is exempt from that is madness. And as I say, I will probably look at this period slightly differently, but I'll put some logic behind it. And I've emailed that out to the guys this morning. The ultimate, I cannot personally wait for the end of the season. I just want to get to the end. I just want to get this next 3 weeks out of the way, and then be able to get into some analysis and get set up for next year. I'm not saying things are going to be massively different. I'm not saying that lockdowns are going to end. We don't know. But the one thing I do know is the football programme will be better and be more sensible. So it's then how I choose to interpret that. And it'll be exactly what I said last May. When the season starts, my first and one of my sort of mainstays of my own gambling is caution. A lot of, one of the things I want to do with this group going forward is testing, get into the habit of testing. People dive in far too quickly. Actually showing you a proper testing structure, for whatever it is, whether you're doing horse racing, football, whatever, but actually taking you through that as one of the sort of practicals that you actually get a place. You know what you're looking for. You know why you're testing it, what you're testing it, some of the tools I use, and things. So I want to sort of walk people through that as part of this. So, that's the sort of thing that we're going to be hopefully looking at. And then hopefully it will sort of answer some of the questions people have for what's gone on. But most importantly, I'm always a look forward. I lost yesterday. I get up in the morning, I look forward to what can I do today or tomorrow or whatever. There's not much on today. But that's basically how it worked. But, the mindset Monday pods aren't going to stop. It's not there, but the you get to a stage where you're saying the same thing week in, week out. The next part, as I said, a few weeks ago, is to get people to try and come along. I'm one of my key areas for me. You look at what you want to do with your own life, is I want to deal with people, and I've generally always have, but I've tried to be all accommodate. I want to deal with people who want to learn, want to get better, and want to move forward, and spend less time dealing with people who are looking for fast bucks, quick money, what I call push button betting. They just don't want to do any work. They want to set a bot and off they go. You know, the game is always changing. We've lived through, a real strange period where it's given me a great few opportunities to look at things and see, oh, actually, I really like that. And that's why I sort of said all along, you could curl up in a ball and say football's dying, or you can look at it and go, actually, there's a bit of an angle here. So I want to sort of start getting that out in a practical way. I can talk about it all day long, but do some Zooms, do some exercises and get people done. But the first stage of that will be, and at the minute it's open to anybody, you'll only be removed if you cause aggro or you're in for the wrong reasons, and I'll be the sole arbiter of that, will be to get people to sign up so that we've got it in one place. I can set the infrastructure up then around that for those people. As I say, this isn't paid. There'll be no money at all. This will literally be something I do as an extension to this podcast, in effect, but some practical exercises. So that I'll do more on mindset tomorrow. I will get this process set up over the next week or so, and a page where you can go and do it and post that. You know, I'll email it out and then we'll go from there. But I'd hope to, I want to get everything done pretty much this month so that we can do it through June, July and into the start of the season. So by the time the season gets going, people have got into a better processes, better mindset themselves to hopefully go forward next year. I think fantastic. I've got to say fantastic. I know Betty Blogger's posted. Those of you who have had a tough time and cracked on, easy to say. I think it's fantastic. I think it shows a lot about people. I've mentioned to Jeff, he did a podcast last year. I've mentioned about doing another one, and perhaps in the summer we will. Nothing but admiration for it, genuinely. I just think it's absolutely brilliant that people haven't just jacked in the towel and you know, that's nothing to do with me. Everybody's their own individual and you decide what to do. And I think for those people who have batted on, fantastic. And I understand fully why people have packed up as well. If people have had a bad run of pack, I'm not decrying those people, but it is a lot harder to crack on. You know, General Belgrano, 50, 60 points down. I know that was a guy who was getting ridiculed by certain individuals on Twitter, in direct messages and that. Easy just to say, I'm not doing this anymore, but cracked on and is pretty much back to level. I've got a lot of admiration, a lot of time for people like that. Massive, massive amount of time. That's the sort of thing that impresses me a lot more than screenshots or people bragging or boasting or whatever. That, you know, the ones who go quietly and go about their business and crack on, they're the people I think I could sit down and really help you out. Right, what else have we got? Have we got anything else? Did have something. I'm fucking useless. I've been so busy I've forgotten what it was. It'll come back to me before tomorrow. I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow because I didn't do yesterday. I'm going to do tomorrow. I promise you I will get back onto some sort of schedule. It might be easier just to go back doing them every day and then I don't forget. Yeah, big we've got the old Champions League, haven't we? Old Poch the Fraud going out tonight. Hopefully, I'll be murder if he doesn't go out. I'll be absolutely crucified. The guy is a massive fraud. Massive, massive fraud. I can see a scenario where he goes out of this. Lille win the French League. PSG sack him. Levy gets him back. Can see that scenario coming. I wish I could remember what that other thing was. God almighty. Dreadful. Nope, it's gone. Generally can't remember. And Bill Gates splitting up. See, Bill Gates getting divorced. See, that's what happens. That's what happens when you're tracking everyone, Bill. When you're tracking everyone with your virus, you haven't got time to spend on the old missus because you're too busy watching your little dotted vaccines, who's had it, who hasn't, on your tracker, that you've given up on your marriage, son, and it's all falling apart. See, you can have as much money in the world, but once you start tracking people with the old micro dots, it all ends your marriage, doesn't it? It's done. Bill, you see where I am, son. I haven't left the house. Sat in the office by the computer. Right, have a lovely little Tuesday. Enjoy watching the football tonight. I'm sure it'll be a good game. I didn't watch the first leg, but I heard it was a really good game, so I might watch this one tonight. And I will be back with you tomorrow with a bit of mindset stuff. And as I say, I'll get all that set up over the next couple of weeks. So I know I have been a bit vacant. Apologies, it is just being busy. Do keep listening, because there will be some great stuff for you in the summer. You know, Sam's going to go away, but I'm not going to go away. I'll be here. So I want to really crack on and get some stuff across before we get into the new football season. And Spurs go on and win the league. And Tommy, get your sucky thumb out, son. Get your thumb out. Start sucking it now. Gareth Bale's going to give your boys one hell of a beating, but that'll all be in the Friday preview. Right, I'll speak to you all tomorrow.